Okay. My name is Mallory Herberger, and today I will be interviewing
Violeta Rivas.
Thank you. For the purpose of recording her life story, the date is March 26, 2014, and we are at Mrs. Rivas' house in Silver Spring, Maryland. Before we begin, I'd like to receive your oral consent for the interview.
Sí, yo consiento.
Yes, I consent.
Thank you very much. All right, why don't we start at the beginning? Can you tell me about where you were born, where you're from?
En español, ¿verdad? Nací en Nicaragua.
I was born in Nicaragua.
Un poquito. En la ciudad de León.
The city of León.
Ciudad universitaria.
It's like a university city.
Yeah, but todas las universidades están ahí.
All the universities are there. That's why it's called University City.
El 17 de agosto del 60.
I was born August 18th, 1960.
August 17.
Oh, 17.
No. crecí en una familia normal.
It's just a normal family upbringing.
Yeah. Fuimos ocho, cuatro mujeres, cuatro varones.
Four sisters and four brothers, eight all together.
Todos estudiamos. Yo estudié para maestra.
We all studied a certain major,
diferente.
And I studied as a teacher.
Después tuve un otro para educación especial.
I did specifically special education.
Y vivimos en León. Después nos trasladamos a Managua.
First we lived in the city of León, and then we lived in the city of Managua.
Porque estaban más cerca para otros hermanos que estudiaban otras diferentes carreras.
We moved because it was just closer for my other siblings who were studying
medicina,
things like
economía,
medicine,
ingeniería.
Economy. So the universities were closer in Managua.
Me recibí muy joven.
I graduated very young.
Y me casé muy joven.
And I got married very young.
A los 20 años, casi 21, tuve mi primer niño.
I had my first child when I was 20.
Me casé con Nicolás Rivas.
I was married to Nicolás Rivas.
Él tenía 25 años.
He was 25 years old.
25 años. Trabajaba para, ¿cómo se llama? Proyectos geotérmicos.
He worked for...
geotérmicos, que hacen exploración para sacar energía eléctrica, algo así.
Something with electricity in the earth and making holes.
No.
Like engineer or something.
Geotérmico, lo que sacan en el... para sacar como
petróleo. Thermal engineer.
Algo así.
That's what I'm getting.
estábamos muy bien.
Everything was good. We were living fine.
Pero la transición de un gobierno hacia otro.
Okay, but then the government changed, and that's when everything started becoming different.
Okay.
What changed for you, specifically?
Para nosotros, realmente, yo seguía trabajando normal, él seguía trabajando normal.
In the beginning, you know, everything, I was working normal, and he was, his normal work.
Pero sucedió que el nuevo gobierno sandinista...
But what happened was the new government called the Sandinistas...
¿Cómo le puedo decir? Quería que hicieran postas, pero se dice como cuando una persona en el trabajo tiene que quedarse uno, dos, tres días vigilando para los...
Certain jobs required people to be posted in front of, like, buildings and other places, like, kind of like protecting.
Así, pero, o sea, no a mí, porque era maestra, ¿no?
Not to her. It was mostly my
los
my
hombres, dad's, her los job, jóvenes.
Her husband.
los jóvenes. La cosa está en que tenía que estar con un rifle y habían asesinado a varios.
The problem was that in order to be in these posts, they had to have weapons.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people were already killed doing this. Like, they would just come up to them and kill them on the spot. So it was becoming very dangerous.
¿Y qué pasó? Que la Azucena, una prima de Nicolás, vivía en los Estados Unidos, precisamente en Maryland, y el hermano quería venirse para los Estados Unidos.
So one of her husband's cousins already lived in the United States.
In Maryland.
And mm-hmm. so...
El hermano.
His cousin's brother was going to go to the United States. So that's when, you know, they started thinking, maybe we should go too.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, la prima le dijo, Nicolás, ¿quieres acompañar a mi hermano? ¿Quieres irte? Porque esto está peligroso y...
So the cousin that was in the United States told her husband, you know, it's getting very dangerous over there. The government is getting crazy and you should definitely come to the United States.
Y en 3-4 días lo arregló los papeles y se vino por México, por Tijuana.
And so in 3-4 days he got everything ready and he left to Nicaragua by himself.
Con el primo.
With his cousin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Por México.
Through Mexico.
Tijuana, Los Ángeles.
So you didn't go together?
No. Yo me quedé trabajando.
I stayed working.
Trabajando. Ellos pasaron por 3 intentos y nada, y hasta que pasaron.
They tried many times to cross a border, and they finally did it. They did it, like, the dangerous way, swimming.
Swimming, yeah. Después, en Los Ángeles, tomaron un avión, estaba otro primo, mm-hmm. y él les compró un ticket, un avión, y se fueron para...
So when they finally made it through, they were able to get on an airplane and... From Los Angeles to Maryland.
Okay. Después pasaron, llamó, esto está bien, todo está bien, llamaron.
He called her and he told her everything was fine. Okay. They got safely there.
Pero teníamos que pagar los dólares que prestamos para el viaje.
But we still needed to pay off the cost to get there. It was a lot of money.
Y él empezó a trabajar en el Chi-Chi's. So
his first job was working at Chi-Chi's.
Exacto. El restaurante
Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Llegó muchas veces migración y lo metieron en un heladera, ¿cómo es? En un freezer.
In the freezer.
En el freezer. en una refrigeradora.
So many times while he was working at the restaurant, the immigration would come in and he would have to hide in the freezer for like hours.
Y con frío. Mi papá, él estuvo, era residente, tenía hermanas y él me dijo a mí, si tú quieres seguir casada, tu matrimonio tienes que irte porque...
My father told me when I was in Nicaragua that if you want to remain being married, then you need to go where your husband is. You need to go to the United States.
Porque ya había pasado que muchos hombres se habían venido acá y se olvidaban de las...
My dad was saying that lots of times men who go to the United States by themselves and leave their wives behind tend to get married again and forget about the wives they leave behind.
Entonces, vendí todo. Solamente el terreno de no lo vendí. Quedó haciéndose la casita que estábamos haciendo. De ahí vendí todo, cama, muebles, todo, 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 todo.
So that's when I thought about it and I decided yes, and I sold everything. Everything I had.
Fui a la embajada americana y con Nick Chiquito y pedí visa y me la negaron.
I went to the United States Embassy to try to apply for a visa with my youngest, with my son, and they denied me immediately.
Y yo le dije al señor, okay, está bien, nos miramos en los Estados Unidos. Adiós.
She just told them, okay, that's fine, I'll see you in the United States anyways.
She was very... Y ellos se pusieron a reír. They laugh it. Well, por México, me dieron visa mexicana, Anika, y venimos por México.
She did, and I did end up getting a Mexican visa, so.
Por avión, viajamos. Y
so I was able to go to Mexico with my son
llegamos, on an airplane. Llegamos a la capital, pero yo no iba sola, íbamos una sobrina mía, la abuelita, y todo, íbamos un grupo.
We were in a big group. I wasn't by myself with my son.
Hacíamos de cuenta que no nos conocíamos.
It was my cousin, my nephew.
La abuelita de la muchacha.
Oh, and her grandmother. But we had to pretend like we didn't know each other at all. No.
Porque en México es... Cuando, en México nos llevaron a un... Una como, es como una casa de... ¿Cómo le dicen esas casas que hospedaje? Una casa de hospedaje, donde hay muchos cuartos y rentan cuartos de hospedaje. Como un motel le llaman acá.
We ended up staying in Mexico for a while. We stayed, was like a motel.
Y ahí llegaron y nos... los que llevaron en taxi a mi sobrina eran ladrones y nos llegaron a robar. Y nos metieron en el baño y nos dejaron que las mochilas y todo, pero yo me puse el dinero acá. Las registraron y después se fueron.
The people who we thought were helping us actually ended up being very bad people and they were robbers. And so when we were in, so where we were... In the motel, they came into the motel and told us to put all our luggage in front of them, in front of us.
La valija, si solo teníamos una mochila.
And they took everything.
But you were robbed.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But luckily, oh, I kept some of the money in my bra.
Aquí en una bolsita, porque a mi papá me había dicho... Tienes que andar dinero en México, de México acá, pero en aquí todo lo, el dinero acá. Y tú sí, yo me metí.
I put it in my bra because my dad had told me in Mexico,
yeah,
it's really bad, so don't ever keep your money in bags or luggage.
Y bueno, después las familias llamaron y les mandaron dinero por Western, no es Western Junior, ¿cómo se llama? Un para...
Everybody else had to call their families in Nicaragua to send them money, kind of like through Western Union.
Después nos fuimos en un bus a Matamoros, una ciudad de México. Ahí estuvimos como una semana y media, se nos enfermaron los niños, fuimos al hospital. Se enfermó Nick,
se enfermó otro niño. Having to take a bus to another city, but at that point everyone got sick.
The stomach
virus, the food, diarrhea. Everything was
pero
bad.
Yo puedo poner inyecciones, entonces yo les inyectaba a todos.
Everyone had to get shots.
Y después la persona que nos iba a llegar a recoger ahí no apareció.
The person who was supposed to pick us up from that city never showed up.
Y la señora Martínez llamó a su esposo a Miami y le dijo que hiciera contrato con otra persona.
One of the ladies that was in our group had to call her husband that was already in the United States to try to make a deal with somebody else who could help them cross the border.
Y encontró a una persona que nos llevó, aguas calientes, ya ni me acuerdo. Aguas calientes.
So they hired another person and they had to go to another city.
Aguas calientes está cerca de la frontera.
Called Aguas Calientes, which is it's the closest city to the border.
Y esa noche, no noche, en la tarde, era como a las 5. Nos dijo que teníamos que quitarnos los zapatos y todo, íbamos a pasar. Pues era como un río, pero estaba seco.
So it was like really close to nighttime, and the man who was taking us told us that we had to take our shoes off because we had to cross this river. With the little kids, the little kids had to be on everyone's shoulders.
And it was freezing. Y pasamos a esta ciudad, ¿cómo se llama? Ese se me olvida. Brooklyn. La ciudad de Estados Unidos. Aguas Calientes.
In Texas?
In Texas.
Oh, when we crossed the river, we yeah. ended up
in Brooklyn.
In a city in Texas called
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Es en Texas, sí. Llegamos a una tienda y compramos algo para comer.
We went to any store because we were hungry, so we had to buy something to eat.
Y después nos subimos a una greyhound.
Greyhound?
Yeah.
We got on a greyhound.
Un bus, ¿no? Mm-hmm. Y nos dieron unos permisos con nombres diferentes.
And we got permits with different names on it.
Y Nick iba como hijo de Doña Martínez con otro señor. Yo iba sola como ya, y en el bus íbamos sentados, todos diferentes. Nick iba a dormir.
We all had to be separated. Nick had to pretend like he was someone else's son, and sí. I had to pretend like I was by myself.
Y íbamos a pasar una garita, es donde estaba la migración. El hombre nos dijo, si háganselo dormidos. Si el hombre se sube y solo le hace si se baja, estamos todo mundo.
We had to cross the immigration patrol line, yeah. And the man who was taking us told us to just pretend like you're sleeping, just go to sleep. If he comes in and looks and just comes right back out, everything's okay, but just pretend like you're sleeping, pretend like
Pero nothing. Si no, el hombre, es que esa hora están cansados, no quieren revisar. Y si el hombre quiere revisar, usted es la persona que está ahí.
If the man does ask questions and wants to see identification, you show them the fake identification that you have, and that's the person
the
you
name,
are. That name, that's who you are.
Pero el hombre entró, solo se asomó, nosotros estamos. Y dijo, okay, go ahead. And cuando íbamos como una cuadra del bus, todos empezamos. ¡Yay!
So they ended up just going into the bus, and we were all pretending to sleep, and then he just left. And after that, everyone just cheered and was so happy and excited. We made it.
We made it. Y después llegamos por la mañana. Nos llevaron al aeropuerto y comimos en el McDonald's.
They ended up going to the airport, and the first real meal she had was McDonald's.
Y prendimos el viaje a Miami, de Texas a Miami.
From Texas to Miami.
Y Texas a Miami. Y llegamos, y ahí el hombre dijo, hasta aquí nomás. Ustedes van. Son libres.
And then when they finally got to Miami, the man told us, that's it, and I'm done. You guys are on your own now.
Y yo llegué a la casa de la señora Martínez. Muy linda la casa. Tenía el marido.
I was able to stay at one of the ladies' house that was in our group, and she had a beautiful house in Miami.
In Miami. Y llamé acá a Maryland, a mi esposo.
I called Maryland to my husband, Nick.
Y él, a Azucena, y él, me mandaron el ticket para el avión de Miami so, al siguiente día.
They sent me a ticket and then I
Miami
got on the plane.
To Washington.
Mm-hmm. Miami to Washington.
Al siguiente, dormí en la casa de la señora Martínez y al siguiente día me llevaron al aeropuerto y vine acá a Washington.
I stayed there the night and then the next day I was here in Washington.
En Washington. Todo bien. Nick vino bien pequeño y...
And then everything was great.
No, pero empecé... después empecé a trabajar.
Then I started working.
En cuidando niños en casa. Y encontré a la Evelyn.
I started working first taking care of kids and then I found Evelyn.
Encontré a esta señora que ella habla español pero estaba embarazada. Y yo le dije, yo le cuido al bebé, pero si usted me da mis papeles.
Evelyn was a lady, she was pregnant and offered her a deal that I will take care of your son if you give me papers.
Los papeles. Y ella dijo, está bien. Ah, y empecé a trabajar. Me pagaba muy poquito. Solo me pagaba $75 a la semana.
She paid me not a lot of money. She paid me $65 a week.
Y bueno, y empezó a crecer Alexa, a crecer y nació Jennifer. Ah, pero nos movimos de casa, encontramos un apartamento solos, vino tu tía, mi hermana.
Everything changed, we were able to get an apartment, Jennifer was born.
sí, tenía Nicolás 6 años y medio.
Nick was 6 years old.
Y después Evelyn, ya Alex estaba grande y empecé a agarrar casas así para...
And then when the little boy that I took care of got older, I was able to, you know, go to other houses and work for them and clean.
También a los 7 años de tener la residencia, me hice ciudadana.
And after 7 years, I became a citizen.
Yeah, a ver.
She's like, any other questions?
no sé. Después todo fue bien, trabajando muy duro.
Everything else after that was just working really hard. Just
pero
to...
no solo, pero yo tengo mucha historia cuando empecé a ir a otras casas que no sabía cómo usar la lavadora, que las señoras me decían.
I have so many stories that I could go on. I didn't know how to use a washing machine.
And I said yes only. Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I didn't know how to speak English, and I would only say yes to everything.
y yo lo hacía a mi manera, pero lo hacía.
I did it my way, and I tried.
And
I did it well.
How was it different living in Nicaragua versus living in America?
Más trabajo acá.
It's much more work here in America.
Porque allá la vida es más como...
Everything in Nicaragua was more calm, more where I could live my life. Without that many worries.
La ciudad es menos gente.
Where I lived, there was less people, less crowded.
Uh-huh. Y era más bonito que dar clases.
I felt it was more beautiful and nice to teach kids, having my career.
Pero... Si regresábamos, no íbamos a, no iban a tener oportunidades.
But if we would have returned, I knew that my children would have less opportunities in Nicaragua than they would have here in America.
Yo sé que iban a estudiar y todo, pero era diferente. La vida es muy diferente.
I know that they would have ended up studying in Nicaragua, but just life is different.
todo se recibe, como ya ves, la violeta, la esta, la otra. Nadie tiene
Things are different now. A lot of people end up graduating from college in Nicaragua, but they never get jobs. Never.
Mm-hmm. Mi hermano después se vino acá, que es médico, y estuvo un tiempo y se fue. Todos se han venido y no les gusta acá.
Everybody else in my family has come to the United States and they completely hate it and left. We're like the only ones who stayed.
Sí, tu tío Claudio, ya ves, nació mm-hmm. Claudio José aquí. Mi sobrino.
Even my family members who had children here in the United States took their children back.
Citizens. Pero ellos son él es doctor ya, Claudio. Mm-hmm. Regresamos. Cuando podemos cada año.
We do go back when we can, every year, during the summertime, one month.
Tenemos una casa grande, grande.
We're able to make a big, nice house, vacation
con
house.
Con corredor, hamacas, palos de with coco.
Palm trees and coconut trees.
Muy grande.
It's really big.
Visitamos a todos.
We visit everyone.
Y ahora lo vemos, lo que sucedió cuando estaba pasando era terrible, pero ahora lo vemos.
Now we see everything differently. At the moment when everything was happening, it was something that was terrible, horrible. We were sad, sí. But now we look at it as that was the best thing that happened.
Sí, no sé.
Without all that happening, we sí. wouldn't be here.
En Nicaragua era muy difícil encontrar leche. Hacíamos unas grandes filas.
Because of the government, everything was different. The economy was different. They would have to make long lines to try to get milk and food.
El azúcar y todo era
difícil. Sugar. Everything was very hard.
Y ahora está un poco más o menos, pero hay de todo, hay supermercados, pero
now everything's different, it's a little bit different, they have supermarkets, it's more modernized.
Sí, pero la gente siempre sigue luchando, no hay mucho trabajo.
But people are still struggling, there's not a lot of work over there.
Mm-hmm. Pero mi esposo quiere irse a retirar allá.
But my husband wants to go retire over there.
Ooh.
Y yo, tal vez podría ir por 2-3 meses, pero no.
And me, I could go for 2-3 months, but I can't stay longer than that.
No. Primero, el clima lo siento ya muy diferente.
The climate is completely different.
Es como estar en el mar toda la vida.
It's like staying at the beach for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's hot, hot, hot. It's hot. It's
so hot.
Well,
it's humid hot.
No, it's very hot. Pero es muy lindo, país. Es lindo. Hay muchos americanos que viven allá.
It's beautiful. A lot of tourists and Americans live there too. But
pero yo creo que No podría dejarlos por mucho tiempo.
But I know that my children would stay here and I couldn't leave them for so long.
Sí, ya no. Ya tal vez algún día tendré nietos, no sé.
Maybe one day I might even have grandchildren and I want to see them.
Sí, quiero cuidarlos.
I want to take care of them.
Pero mi esposo está que quiere.
But my husband. It's like where I'm leaving as soon as I retire.
No quiere irse. Porque es diferente. Tú vas un mes y todo mundo te. Pero ya vivir ya es más diferente. Todo el mundo en un mes es todo.
They only go for a month, and of course, everyone is treating them so nicely. But if you stay there forever, everything changes.
Y yo creo que. Que tal vez nos iremos por 2 meses cuando se retire, pero volvemos a la nieve, al frío. Me gusta.
We probably were only just going to go for 2 to 3 months, but we're definitely coming back to the snow, because I like snow.
Me gusta el frío.
I like the cold. Mm.
Pero me gusta el frío, pero 2 meses, así, pero me gusta el cambio de clima.
She
el,
likes, de, I de, like the change of climate.
Por ejemplo, el spring, me encanta el spring, el
I
fall.
Like spring, fall.
Pero allá es...
But over there is constant summer.
Es constante verano. Verano, verano, lluvia, verano, y no hay un cambio.
There's no change. It's just summer
y eso
and rain.
Cansa.
And that's tiring.
Eso cansa. Mm-hmm. Pero es la experiencia, creo que valió la pena porque ellos están, los mis hijos están contentos.
The experience truly
valió, o sea que tú,
it was worth it. The whole experience was worth it because now my children are happy here and we're all happy.
Sí, y si el gobierno no hubiera cambiado, yo no me hubiera.
And if the government wouldn't have done all those changes at the time, then this would have never happened.
Estuviéramos en
we
Nicaragua.
Would be in Nicaragua.
Sí, muy trabajando, contentos, y pero no estuviéramos acá, porque todas las personas que vienen acá es porque su gobierno hay un cambio, y no hay trabajo.
We wouldn't be here right now, and I feel like every person who comes to the United States has mostly something to do because of the government and the government changing and the government affecting them.
Y no hay trabajo, sí.
And there's no jobs, no work.
Pero la mayoría, el 95, el 90% viene a trabajar.
And 90% of people come here is to work.
Y buena, pero el otro por ciento es porque hay malas personas.
De, and then the other percentage is just bad people.
Yeah, que viene, pero la mayoría es... que están sacando ahorita es buenas personas que dejan a su familia.
It's good people who come here who leave their families just to try to send them money.
Sí, pero todo está bien.
But everything is good.
So when you came, how long did you expect to stay for?
Terminar la casa que estábamos construyendo. Recoger un poco para poner un negocio o algo. Tres cuatro años.
Our goal was to get enough money to finish the house that we were building in Nicaragua and raise money also to start a little business in Nicaragua. And that 3 to 4 years we felt like was enough to accomplish it.
Mm-hmm. Pero no pasó así.
But that didn't happen.
Porque... La familia ya llamaban que necesitaban dinero porque está enfermo el uno que la otra.
Most of our money that we were trying to save ended up being for people who would call us from Nicaragua. We need help. We're sick. We need help. And all our money was going to them instead of for our goals.
Enviar en Nicaragua. El goal nunca llegaba, nunca llegaba.
The goal never came.
Y fue pasando el tiempo.
And time passed and time passed and...
Y nada.
Was there a time that you just decided that you were going to scrap that plan and start new?
Hubo un tiempo que, you know, el plan cambió y decidieron, okay, aquí nos quedamos para siempre.
Sí, cuando decidí hacerme ciudadana.
Yes, and that was the day that I said, I'm going to become a citizen of the United States.
Para votar por los derechos de los inmigrantes.
So have the right to vote for the rights of immigrants.
Sí, después convencí a mi esposo que se hiciera ciudadano.
And then I convinced my husband to become a citizen as well.
Mi hermana se hizo ciudadana.
My sister also became a citizen.
Y pero el cambió, con el tiempo cambió el...
With time, everything just changed. It became different.
Ahora solo pensamos ir a... de paseo.
And after that, it was just always planning just to go vacation there and then come back.
Come back. Porque el trabajo estaba acá.
Because work was here.
y no te no pude hacer la, mi sueño de lo que estaba haciendo allá, pero por lo menos quería a muchos niños, a los Fanger, a los Alex, está hombre, todo, muchos niños.
I wasn't able to do what I love, finish everything in Nicaragua, but I was able to be with kids here. I took care of lots of kids here.
Muchos, sí, y ya, ya están grandes, sí.
And now they're all old now, big.
Pero siempre, siempre sí.
Did you think you were going to be a teacher when you came here?
Sí, pensé, pero no tenía las condiciones del dinero para ir a una escuela a aprender rápido en inglés.
Yes, that was my first thought, was to become a teacher here, but I didn't have enough money to go to a school to learn how to
no
speak
daban,
English.
No daban dinero no, no para financiar.
There was no financial aid at that time.
Mm-hmm. Y no teníamos a quién recurrir, ¿quién nos iba a dar?
El and banco. We didn't have any means of getting that type of that kind of money. The para bank wasn't going to give us money.
y entonces yo aprendí inglés por los niños.
And I learned English by taking care of the kids.
Y me enseñaron, yo les enseñé español.
The kids taught me and I taught them Spanish.
Ellos hablan español y yo hablo un poco de inglés. Le entiendo mucho, pero
I understand English a lot. I speak a little bit English.
Pero hubiera sido fabuloso que me hubiera dado dicho el gobierno, aquí está, después, pero no.
It would have been fabulous for the government to have offered me something where I could do a teaching career here.
Sí. Mm-hmm. Ahora hay más oportunidades.
Now, of course, there's more opportunities.
Y la gente aprende más inglés en las escuelas.
Learn school and learn English anywhere now.
Sí,
they offer
gratis.
It free.
Sí,
in a lot of places.
En los sábados en Wheaton, en iglesias,
at churches, anywhere.
En aquel tiempo,
back then, nothing was free.
Nada. Y pero todo bien.
But
sí.
Everything was good.
Something I wanted to ask, how have you kept your Nicaraguan identity and traditions in the United States?
¿Qué clase de tradiciones y cosas que hacían en Nicaragua todavía hacen aquí?
Todas.
Everything.
tenemos,
el rezo a la Virgen.
Tenemos somos católicos. Y,
we're Catholic.
Y creemos mucho en la Virgen María.
We believe so much in the Virgin Mary.
Y hacemos siempre el rosario, rezamos y hacemos la purísima.
There's a Nicaraguan tradition that on the Mary's, there's a special day for Mary.
May 13th.
We pray for her. It's on May 13th. We pray for her. We do a big celebration. All the family comes.
Es cuando a los tres niños en Portugal se les apareció la Virgen
it's
de Fátima.
Celebrating Mary and the day that in Portugal the Mary appeared to three children. And mm-hmm. Mary told them the secrets of life.
The secret. También hacemos las purísimas, hacemos las navidades, de la gallina, hacemos todo lo que.
For Christmas, there's and all the religious holidays, we always do the special Nicaraguan food.
Everything
Nicaraguan food.
Y celebramos igual.
We celebrate it the same way we do in Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. Sí. Incluso vamos a otros lugares que son familias de Nicaragua que celebran igual.
Any time that other families are celebrating Nicaraguan holidays.
We have the Halloween, but not the Halloween. It's like a...
There's something called the Purísima. It's kind of like Halloween, but it's slightly different.
It's más religioso.
That instead of children going knocking at people's doors, the the people go to them and they throw candy at them.
Da candy, ellos dicen, ¿quién causa tanta alegría? La Concepción de María.
And it's mostly religious. Everyone's in religious costumes.
Mm-hmm. Está dulce, igual que aquí, que es Halloween.
Pero and a lot of families here do that, and sometimes we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pero hay mucha tradición.
There's so many traditions.
So sí. How important to you is it to keep those?
Yo quiero continuar para que ella se aprenda. Ella le gusta mucho.
I want to continue this because I want my children to learn this. They love it.
Sí, creo que sí, ¿no? ¿No te gusta?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quiero que sigan hablando español.
I want them to be able to speak Spanish.
Tengo mucho problema con la de en medio, Stephanie.
I have a lot of problem with that, with my middle child, Stephanie. She does not like to speak Spanish.
Habla, pero cuando la obligo.
She talks Spanish, but only when I obligate her.
Sí, pero es necesario que sigan, no solamente por ella, sino por los niños que siguen, porque
it's bueno saber dos idiomas. To speak Spanish, keep traditions, not just for her, for them. It's for their children and their mm-hmm. grandchildren, everyone.
Saben dos idiomas, pueden ayudar a mucha gente.
Mm-hmm.
Porque yo
speaking en two languages is important.
Yo no tenía quien me llevara al doctor y yo no sabía cómo explicar al doctor. No había gente que hablaba español.
I learned not knowing how to speak English was difficult. I didn't know how to talk to anyone, especially at the doctor's office.
No había necesitaban gente que hablara español. Por eso iba mucho, me hice voluntaria en las escuelas de ir casi todos los días iba de voluntaria a la escuela.
I became volunteer at school just so I could learn.
casi todos los días iba a la escuela. Dejé mm-hmm. estar, me encantaba.
I went almost every day to the Head Start school with my children.
Y aprendí ahí a ir poquito a poquito.
Mm-hmm. Learned little by little.
Viendo televisión, las mm-hmm. novelas de...
Watching TV, I learned too.
The, all my children, this...
Sesame Street.
the General Hospital.
No.
I love that show. Luke and Laura.
It's been on that long?
Yeah, General Hospital, yeah.
What?
Yo miré General Hospital mucho tiempo.
I watched General Hospital for so long.
Yo no sabía qué, pero yo le entendía.
I didn't know what was going on. I didn't understand what was happening, but I loved watching them.
Y aprendí y así las palabras se me iban conociendo más.
And then the words stuck to me and
más,
more
más,
and more.
Más. Mm-hmm. Y, wow, Sesame Street es buenísimo.
Sesame Street is the best.
So yeah. Is it important for you to have your kids remember everything that you went through?
Sí, es muy importante.
Es importante para sus hijos que sepan todo lo que pasó en your vida.
Sí, creo que sí, porque saben el sacrificio que uno...
yes, it's very important because then they know all we went through and the sacrifices we had to
sí,
to make
para,
in order mm-hmm. for them to be where they are.
Exacto, sí, porque fue un sacrificio porque yo me sentía muy bien.
It was a sacrifice because before everything happened, I was happy in my country. I was completely fine what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Sí. Es importante.
So it's very important that mm-hmm. they know.
Sí.
Mm-hmm.
Sí. ¿Qué más?
Mm-hmm. So, you're an American citizen?
Sí.
Do you view yourself as Nicaraguan first and American second? Or how do you view
yo
that?
Yo creo que ahorita yo creo que estoy más con Estados Unidos.
I think now, at this point in my life,
porque
I'm
ellos son
more American, United States, especially because my children consider themselves American.
Mm-hmm.
Pero segundo creo que Nicaragua.
And second, mm-hmm. Nicaragua.
Pero nunca pierdo mi origen.
But I will never forget my origins and where I came from.
Mm-hmm. Sí. Porque creo que Estados Unidos está hecho de pura gente de todos los países.
I think the United States is just made up from so many different cultures, you know. Mm-hmm.
Hay muchos chinos, all indios, de todas
Chinese
partes.
Indians from everywhere.
Sí. Y si todas estas culturas se fueran y solo quedaran los propios americanos, estuviera vacío Estados Unidos.
I feel like if all the foreign cultures were to leave the United States would be empty.
Yeah.
Sí.
Yeah.
Entonces, todos hacemos los Estados.
So we all together make the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Pero tenemos nuestras raíces.
But we all have our own background and where we come from.
Sí. Sí, así.
So when you go back to Nicaragua, does your family think of you as American? Like how does your neighbors think of you?
¿Qué piensan la gente de Nicaragua cuando you visitar ahí? Ellos piensan o son americanos.
Just like normal.
O es el normal.
Yeah.
Normal.
Tratan mm-hmm. diferente.
Normal porque nosotros somos normal con ellos.
Treat us normal because we treat them
normal.
Just the same.
This is normal. Mm-hmm. Lo mismo, hay niños que han crecido y me dicen, o todos los que me conocen, adiós maestra, adiós maestra.
Children that I used to teach a long time ago, and if they were to see me, they still call me, hi, teacher.
Bye. Y normal. Mm-hmm. Todos normal. Nos conocemos, nos tratamos igual.
We all know mm-hmm. each other and we treat each other the
no
same
importa
way.
De donde.
Doesn't matter that I came from the United States.
Sí. Mm-hmm. Ayudamos a los que podemos.
And we, the only hacemos. Thing is we try, we help more to those people in need.
Necesitan mm-hmm. techo, le ponemos techo.
Anything they need, we help them.
Que necesitan comida, le damos comida.
Food, shelter.
Mucha ropa.
We give them a lot of clothes.
Mucha ropa. Mm-hmm. Le damos ropa. Todo. Y ayudamos bastante.
We help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sí. Lo único diferente es que ayudamos. Podemos.
The only difference is now that we're able to help them more.
Más.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sí. Sí. Solamente.
Is there a Nicaraguan community in the area that you associate with, or?
Hay una comunidad nicaragüense aquí que compartimos con ellos, o.
No precisamente. Conocemos muchas familias nicaragüenses, pero.
Not precisely, but we do know a lot of Nicaraguan families.
Sí, mm-hmm. que. Vamos a los cumpleaños.
That we go to their birthday parties.
A los comuniones.
Church gatherings.
Sí, pero mm-hmm. no específicamente.
But not specifically a community.
Mm-hmm. No, no, no.
Okay.
Tenemos muchos amigos de El Salvador, de Perú.
We have so many friends from other countries. Salvador, Perú.
Vamos a donde, sí, hay mm-hmm. muchas partes que... Que nos invitan, pero
many
no,
places we go to be far from Nicaragua, but not community.
Not community.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you said religion is a very important part to you. How important has that been throughout your whole experience coming to America?
Mm. Bueno.
¿Cómo la religión ha tomado una parte en la experiencia de venir aquí? ¿Cómo la religión ha ayudado?
Realmente siempre nos mantenemos en, nos han tratado de cambiar a otras religiones.
Many times here, so many people have tried to change our religion.
Mm-hmm. Pero venimos de nuestras raíces muy apegadas a la catolicismo.
But we have strong roots with Catholicism.
Y vamos a, los niños han hecho... se han bautizado, confirmación, la primera comunión.
All my children have been baptized, first communion, confirmation.
Todo lo que la...
Everything that the Catholic that the Catholic religion requires.
No somos muy como otros que solo en iglesia, no.
We're not so, like, involved in the religion that we go to church every single day, but... No,
pero decir un domingo así o cuando no, así, cosas... Some vamos Sundays. A la iglesia, a Santa Catarina, o a San Judas.
There's many churches,
Church, Santa Catarina. Vamos acá, hay veces queremos ir temprano, hay veces queremos ir tarde. No hay una...
There's not a specific time when we go to church, but we
no es como los evangélicos que tienen que ir obligados a tal y dar el diezmo.
We're not obligated to go.
Pero sí, nos gusta mantener que crean en algo, que crean en Dios.
But we like to believe that, maintain in the house, the Catholic religion, that we believe in God, we believe in something.
Sí. Mm-hmm. Y es bueno.
And it's good.
Mm-hmm. Sí.
Has that changed? I'm trying to think of how to say this. Your religious community in Nicaragua, how was that compared to the community here?
It's diferente. Mm-hmm. Muy diferente. En Nicaragua, las personas son más religiosas.
In Nicaragua, everyone is way more religious.
Exactamente llevan lo que realmente la Biblia quiere.
They do everything specific to what the Bible says. They do everything by the book.
Son más apegadas a la iglesia.
They're closer to the church every day.
El padre, el sacerdote, es como son ciudades pequeñas, el sacerdote está en todo.
The preacher, the father of the church, he goes to all the communities and talks to everyone.
Es más,
he knows everyone.
He knows everyone. Mm-hmm. Y se ayudan más. Por ejemplo, alguien está enfermo y el padre dice, la niña tal está enferma, necesitamos recoger para...
The religious community in Nicaragua helps everyone. If anyone's in trouble, that community tries everything that they can to raise money and to help.
Hacer kermes, hacer comida para...
They cook food, everything, for everyone.
Sí. Es diferente.
It's very different.
Aquí...
Here.
Aquí nadie, allá todo mundo está, hola, ¿cómo está?
Here, everyone at
the church,
no, over there in Nicaragua church, everyone knows each other, everyone's happy, give each other hugs. Here, it's not so much closeness.
Aquí vamos a la iglesia y estamos sentados en la banca y
here
nadie
we go to church,
conoce.
To a Catholic church, and no one knows each other. We just sit and listen. No
somos
one talks
muy
to each other.
Con la gente, sí.
But we're very polite to the people.
Pero no como allá. Es diferente.
It's different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sí.
So you were 24 years old when you came?
No.
No?
Tenía como 20. Sí, tenía como 23 años.
23, 24. Okay. That's only a little bit older than I am. I can't imagine doing all of that. How mm-hmm. do you think that affected you?
Emocionalmente, se hace más fuerte.
Emotionally,
sí.
It was hard, but it made me stronger.
A young child, too.
Sí, es yeah. más fuerte porque yo venía con un niño y todas las cosas que pasan, pero... Se hace como más fuerte.
I was with a child and everything that happens, but I am a stronger person. I'm strong.
Sí, creo que le cambia la vida a uno.
And it just changed my life completely.
Mm-hmm. El pensamiento. Uno quiere que los hijos sean... Si yo he sido una cosa... Yo quiero que ellos sean más todavía.
All the experiences that I've been through, it's just to teach my children. I want them to be something in life more than what I ever did.
Exacto. Mm-hmm. Es lo que quiere todo los padres.
It's ¿no? what every parent wants.
Sí, que, mm-hmm. que tú seas más.
To be more than I was.
Que tengas
more opportunities.
No cosas... materiales,
not material things.
Pero que seas buena persona.
But to be a very good person.
¿Sí?
Mm-hmm.
Que puedas ser la diferencia.
Make a difference in life.
Sí, eso es lo único.
That's what's important.
Bueno. Sí. Lo material va y viene.
Materials have come and goes. It's...
En Nicaragua pasamos, cuando yo tenía 12 años, el terremoto, el 72. Perdimos todo.
And, for example, in Nicaragua, when I was 12 years old, there was an earthquake, and we lost everything.
50,000 people died.
Wow.
50,000 people died.
Mi sobrina, que venía el día siguiente para los Estados Unidos, una niña de 6 años murió en la casa.
My niece, she was on her way to the United States, and she died.
Wow.
Y después, el huracán, perdimos todos.
And then another natural disaster, a hurricane hit, and we lost everything again.
So, material no es nada.
So, material mm-hmm. to me is nothing.
Pero tenemos los valores, nos queda...
But we have our values and our morals.
Y eso lo
and that's
más...
what's important.
Somos ricos.
We're rich.
Somos rico.
If we have that, we're rich.
Somos ricos. Es bueno, sí. Mm. Pero aquí en los Estados Unidos, el que no aprovecha... es porque no quiere.
But here, if you don't take advantage, however, it's not a good idea.
Because you don't, no, la gente tiene que aprovechar estar acá.
It's a very good place to be here.
Mm-hmm. Más seguro, creo.
I think it's safer, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Más seguro. Digo, yo digo,
that's
más
seguro. That's what I think.
Hay parte que es peligroso, pero...
There's dangerous parts everywhere and in the world, even here, but I feel like it's safer here.
Sí, eso sí, mm-hmm. más seguro, sí. Sí. Cool. Sí, ¿qué más?
Yeah, it's good.
Solamente.
Yay.
Sí.
What do you think is your life lesson from all of this? Like, what is your most important thing you've learned?
Lo
más importante que... usted ha aprendido en todo esto, en toda la experiencia de todo eso, lo más importante.
Yo creo que lo más importante es la unión familiar.
The most important thing is staying always close to your family. Family.
Unidos.
Never separated. A union.
La unión hace la fuerza.
The union of the family it's what makes... strength. Everyone's strong.
Mm-hmm.
Sí. Si no hay unión, no hay familia.
Mm-hmm.
La familia es lo primero.
Family's first. Always.
Familia primero. Eso es lo... es una enseñanza de... que creo que hasta los americanos creen. Son más despegados, pero... nosotros creemos que los hijos somos más apegados a los hijos. Somos más apegados.
I
no los
like
dejamos
here ir. Even in America, Americans they feel the same way. And though I feel like in our culture we're a little bit more closer, tighter
de los hijos.
With letting go of our children.
Mm-hmm.
Pero creo que todos pensamos igual.
But everything is the same at the end. Family.
Family.
Do you feel just as close to your family in Nicaragua, being so far away?
Es... tienes
<Okay. laughs> es lo mismo la relación que tienen que tenían antes en Nicaragua o ahorita.
Es diferente porque antes nos veíamos un poco más, pero
the difference is that we don't see each other
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Pero sí nos same. Hablamos.
But we do talk on the phone.
En el teléfono. Y para cualquier cosa, Navidad, cumpleaños, cosas.
Birthdays, Christmas.
Siempre estamos en el
we're
teléfono.
We're always communicating.
En el teléfono.
Mm-hmm.
Y cuando vamos a todas las ciudades.
And when we do visit, we visit everyone. We don't miss anyone.
Porque todos viven en diferentes...
Everyone lives in different cities, but we still visit them.
Y vamos a visitar más más emoción.
Más, it's emotional.
Más, porque vamos a ver ciudades más bonitas, ciudades bonitas.
But it's good because we see a lot of different cities and they're beautiful.
Muy lindas las ciudades. Y más fresco. A Jennifer le gusta donde vive su tío Claudio.
My daughter likes where my brother lives because it's really...
Como,
it's a cool instead of hot place.
Okay. Sí, es diferentes ciudades y mis hermanos viven en... Así es que
everyone's scattered though.
Estamos lejos, pero a la familia estamos siempre alone.
We're far away in distance, but we still try to keep close with calling each other.
Sí. Right. Eso es lo bueno.
Family first.
Yes.
Right.
Y no solo familia, todo.
Yeah, everyone.
Sí.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you.
¿Y ella cuántos hermanos tiene?
Well, let's finish.
Okay.
I can finish.
Thank you.
Thank you.
De nada. Espero.